Hi, darling, or should I say, cześć, kochanie, and welcome back to another Polish lesson. Before I begin, I just wanted to give a quick thank you to anyone who had reached out and said that they enjoyed the first one. I'm so glad you liked it. This time, I'll be teaching you the names of colors, articles of clothing, weather/celestial terms, and I'll end the lesson with a few common desserts. I realize there's a lot of components to learning a new language that can be quite boring, so I decided to focus on translations that are a bit more fun. Just like last time, I'll say the word in English once, and then I'll repeat it 3 times in Polish. Let's start with the colors. Red. Czerwony. 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 Orange. Pomarańczowy. 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 Yellow. Żółty. 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 Green. Zielony. 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 Blue. Niebieski. 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 Purple. Fioletowy. 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 Pink. Różowy. 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 White. Biały. 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 Brown. Brązowy. 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 Black. Czarny. 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 Gray. That's our last color, by the way. Szary. 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 Now let's move on to articles of clothing. Pants. Spodnie. 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 Shirt. Koszula. 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 Hat. Kapelusz. 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 Sweatshirt. Bluza. 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 Shoes. Buty. 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 Cap. Czapka. 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 underwear. Bielizna. 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 Jeans. Jeansy. 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 Tie. Cravat. 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 Suit. Garnitur. 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 Socks. Scarpette. 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 Scarf. Shalik. Shalik. I'll now move on to weather terms and a few celestial bodies. Stars. Gwiazdy. 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 Moon. Księżyc. 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 Sun. Słońce. 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 Rain. Deszcz. 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 Clouds. Chmury. 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 Snow. Śnieg. Śnieg. Cold. Zimno. 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 Warm. Ciepło. 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 Light. Widno. 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 Dark. Ciemno. 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 Water. Woda. 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 Okay, I know that was a lot. You're doing a great job. I'm just going to finish it off with the names of a few desserts, and then we'll call it a day. Candy. Cukierki. 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 Cookies. Ciastka. 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 Ice cream. Lody. 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 And just a side note, if you wanted to say the word ice, that would just be lód. Donut. Pączek. 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 Chocolate. Czekolada. 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 Cake. Ciasto. Shasta. Shasta. Okay. You did a phenomenal job. I think we'll call it a day now. And as I've said in the first lesson, I completely understand if you're not really interested in learning a new language and would rather just listen to this as a sleep aid. In that case, I hope this made you quite sleepy. You may, however, be surprised by how much you absorb, even when you're not trying to. And of course, if you do take this a bit more seriously and actually say the words out loud, I'm sure you did amazing. And before I go, I just wanted to preface that although I've been speaking Polish my whole life, I've tried to mitigate a slight speech impediment that I've developed over the years, specifically when I say the letter R. So I know sometimes when I say R, it might sound like a G, but I really mean R, so I'm sorry about that, and I'm really trying to work on it. That's why I pronounce R's with a little bit more of an American accent, if you've noticed, but it'll get better, I promise. Thank you again so much for tuning in to another lesson, and I can't wait to teach you new words in the next one. I'll talk to you next time, darling.